Wrangell's Chamber of Commerce has been working to battle its way back from dire financial straits for almost a year after officials say its usual funding mechanisms have all but failed.
The thought was 800 tickets, $50 a ticket, that's $48,000.
Brittany Robbins is the chamber's outgoing executive director.
$10,000 goes to someone, and now we have $30,000 to at least, you know, have a 4th of July. However, they're not selling well.
Robbins says the chamber's financial problems predate her leadership, which began in 2021. The chamber sells pull tabs to bars in town as a backup source of funding, but the lion's share of its money comes from chamber memberships and fundraising in the run-up to the 4th of July. Pull tab sales and holiday fundraising fell flat last year, leaving the chamber with a third of its usual reserves. So the chamber made changes, pulling many of its paid memberships to organizations around town, implementing fees for 4th of July booths and services, and cutting back on working hours. They also started a cash raffle in August. Originally, the raffle didn't have an end date. The chamber said it would draw tickets after all were sold, and the 400th ticket drawn would win $10,000. But that's not legal.
We received an anonymous letter in the mail that just said, hey, I'm concerned. You know, this is what I know about gaming. The biggest thing was not having a draw date. It's important to have a draw date so everyone kind of knows, so there's not the constant wondering and asking and saying, hey, like, I've given you this much money, when am I going to know if I won or not?
State gaming law is pretty clear and strict about what information needs to be provided with a ticket when it's purchased. That includes the draw date and location, as well as other prizes.
I do have the book. It's just, you know, it's a lot of things to remember.
Robin says she takes responsibility for the error. She's what's called the member in charge, legally responsible for making sure the chamber's charitable gaming follows the law.
And would I say that I probably should have gone through and checked through that? Absolutely. But I didn't, and I can't go back on that now. And we've, you know, been told this is how it needs to be, and so we're going to do that.
It's not clear whether the oversight will bring penalties for the chamber. In the months since the chamber started the raffle, they've sold around a third of their tickets. At a chamber board meeting on May 1st, the chamber's treasurer reported 258 tickets sold. That number shifted slightly in interviews with KSTK and the Wrangell Sentinel. Luana Wellens has been the chamber's executive assistant for around the same amount of time Robbins has been director. Wellens is now the executive director in training and will take over that role in the coming months. She and Robbins say that isn't related to the raffle oversight, but is a cost-saving measure as the chamber struggles more broadly with finances. As she works toward that transition, Wellens is also working to rectify the raffle's issues. To make it all legal, that includes setting an end date for the raffle. The chamber is aiming for August 15th. Chamber board members said they think extending the raffle past the 4th will help it not compete with holiday-focused fundraising. Plus, at the end of summer, fisheries are wrapping up and people in town will have more money. The chamber will have to reprint unsold ticket numbers with the proper information. It'll make the running time of the raffle around a year.
Because it says need not be present to win, we are not legally required to notify everybody that what happened with it. But we're planning on doing that. Me and several board members are going to do that. We just have to email or call, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be in writing. And then to notify them of what's going on.
The chamber will also need to have any additional prizes in hand and specify what they are and what ticket will win prizes.
Several businesses have pledged prizes, but we still haven't picked them up. We also need to have those in our physical possession before we start selling tickets again.
Outgoing Director Robbins and incoming Director Wellens say they've been in contact with the state gaming office about the raffle and what needs to be fixed.
We just want to move forward in the correct way and do everything legal and keep everything on the up and up because we don't want to upset anybody and we want to do things the right way.
In an email, a Department of Revenue spokesperson said it's out of the ordinary for a charitable gaming organization to be in violation of gaming requirements for raffles. She added it can lead to permits and licenses getting suspended or revoked. But the department didn't say whether that could be the case for the Wrangell Chamber, which ran the raffle for 9 months outside of state gaming law. Regardless, the chamber is making changes. There isn't a date for when the issues will be resolved and the raffle will resume, but Robbins encourages people to buy tickets once they're available again.
Let's keep the chamber alive, let's keep Wrangell alive, and buy tickets if you can. You win $10,000. Who doesn't want $10,000 cash prize? You do have to pay taxes on that, though, so it'll be more like 9,000 something.
Welland says although the money from this raffle is for the 4th of July, she doesn't know if additional funds after the $10,000 prizes paid out will go towards this year's or next year's celebrations.
The 4th of July this year, except for the fireworks, has been 100% sponsored by local people. It will probably go into, it will be used for 4th of July. I don't know if it'll be this year or next year.
For those who have already bought tickets in the Chamber's cash raffle, those tickets will be honored and those numbers won't be reprinted. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.